Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Divinity, enchantment, and divinations. I won't take time. I just want to give you something here. Please, I want to beg you. This place is not a church. I'm not sent to preach to you. I'm sent to lecture you like a life coach. That's it. When I'm praying, I tell you, listen to the prayer I'm praying. Now the thing where you feel do for us. The only remaining thing that spirit. Defeating enchantment. I don't want to hear that somebody is speaking in Catholic on you and he catch you. See, you no go curse me, no go walk. Naked and curse me, you are wasting your time. You just waste your nakedness. Except not be this breast born you, you just waste the breast. Except you are not climbing on this chest, the chest is wasted. And that's why I'm teaching you now. I was a young man when my father's native was reading that thing on my head. What's he called this thing? Tesbihu, Abi. She fell down. Look at that age. I want to teach you today now again. You now go hear a lecture. Let me quickly pray into your future. Anybody attempting divination and enchantment on you and your children shall run mad. Surely, Numbers 22, number 23. There is no enchantment against Jacob. You can put your own name there. And there's any divination against, you can put another name there, Israel. According to this time, this shall be said of who again? And of Israel, what God can do. Let me give you this first secret today. It will help you. My pastor, Reverend Alabi, later Alabi said, Femi, I wasn't a pastor then. This girl want to enter Unilag. Take her along and help her in her process. The name of the girl was Akinola, but I can't remember. No, the name of the girl was Balogun too, but I can't remember her first name. So I carried the girl and we went from my place to Unilag. And you know, I like enjoyment from youth. She must have taken public bus. Public bus, say, who knows him? Mola, what taxi? So the girl was sitting beside me, and we're in the taxi, and we're talking. And the Lord said, you have entered. The one said, both of you are not coming down. So when God told me, I look at the taxi driver, he looked at me, look at my mouth, he smiled like this. Damn it, there are four levels of human attack. Four levels, strategic human attack. There are four levels. If you remember them, four. Number one, investigation. That's why when they want to finish somebody, they ask, what is your mother's name? What is the name of mother? What is the name of the father? Two, divination. Three, incantation. And four, enchantment. May you remember. What is number one? Investigation. Good. What is number two? Divination. What is number three? Incantation. Between divination and enchantment, there are words. That's why you must know the word of God too. I'm talking now, you are looking up as if you want to rapture. Okay. After incantation, then enchantment. Somebody say after me, say investigation. Say divination. Say incantation. Say enchantment. Say it again. Let me hear number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. So we will be praying against this four bullshit today. Any of them that they face you and your children with, God will not spare them in the name of Jesus. Enchantment and divination in the biblical sense can be likened to the practice of deceptive art. Spells and the use of magic. Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 19. I will soon finish now. I want us to pray. Jericho asks for prayer. Jeremiah 11, 19. May it not be heard that somebody shook you. They just shook you like this and you are following the person. Timothy, what did you used to call it? Touch and polo. They call it touch and polo. May it not be heard. I was a young boy when my uncle sent me to go and buy feed. And somebody met me on the road with one eye. And he said, please, I'm looking for so-and-so. I don't know. And a woman came and said, let us help him now. Very small boy. I was 16 or 15 because my uncle died when I was 18. And he gave me money of the feed to buy. The money that he has saved for very small boy like this. And the man was talking to me, mentioning my uncle's name, mentioning the people in my family name. So I got carried away. But boy, my secret is gone. Yes. And he said, if I can run from here, oh God, to that third street, I will hear the remaining information about my family. I should give everything in my hand to that woman. So I gave everything in my hand to the woman. In fact, the woman did her own first. So when she got to the church, she said, Oluwa Osho. Nigerians are stupid people. We are hungry in this country. So there is way to make money from people. So they will say, Oluwa Osho. So I was happy that, my own tongue. So when I met the woman, I gave her all the money of the feet. More than 50 feet. I gave to her. So I went to the fourth junction. I didn't hear anything. Second junction, I didn't hear anything. Third junction, I didn't hear anything. If at the second junction, somebody told me, you are stupid. Second junction, I said, what you got me? I didn't reach the door, I just looked back. I didn't see them again. That day was a turning point in my life. That God will show me men for who they are. Look at that age, Joe. Can I pray the prayer for you? You don't want prayer here. Can I pray a prayer for you? May God show you men for who they are. So even if they come with Bible, may God expose them. Even if they are preaching like this, may God expose them. As somebody can be preaching, I will say, in a line they talk. Somebody can be a prophet and say he's a child of God. Yeah. Jeremiah 11, 19. I amplify. The rest, I know if you talk. I went back home. Jeremiah 11. But I was like a tame lamb that is brought to the slaughter. Are you there with me? I did not know that they are devised inventions. Stretch your hand. Let me pray on this for you. Any invention, whatever that's been devised, whatever has been invented to finish you shall backfire. Every attack gets insights. Cockroach just need a broom. Cockroach just need a what? A broom. What gecko need a fleet? Oh my God. Lizard needs stone. But you cannot stone a lion. Whatever they have devised to bring you down shall not prosper. He said, devise invention and schemes against me. Every scheme they have brought down against you, I decree it shall backfire in the name of Jesus. He said, let us destroy the tree with the oak. If they destroy the tree with his fruit, let us destroy this man and his children. Let destroy this man and his family. Let destroy this woman and his seed. Any power that wants to destroy your tree and your fruit, they will die by fire. Look at, he said, let us cut him from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. Stretch your hand, let me pray. Jeremiah 11, 19. Any device of the enemy to finish you before your time, it shall not stand, it shall backfire. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Yeah. Sit down but not go down. So divination, enchantment, they are weapons, device to bring people down their activities of diviners, of sorcerers, of witchcraft, of evil people, of enemy, they are like that. To destroy, to afflict, to manipulate, to downgrade, to amputate, to derail, to frustrate human's life. Their weapon. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. I condemn today every instrument of divination and enchantment. I condemn weapon of magic over your life in the name of Jesus. This weapon called divination and enchantment, spells, magic are under them. They have a particular will which they run, and it's called incantation. That is why you must know the word of God. Anybody facing you with enchantment, facing you with incantation, facing you with spell, facing you with magic, and speaking their word. You remember the Bible says, speak the word. Remember the Bible says, speak the word. It says, shall not stand. So I decree right now, their word over your life will not stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever has been done to enslave you shall expire now in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been done to limit you has expired now in the name of Jesus. Any covenant and curse backing them up, I command them to break now in the name of Jesus. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm not sent to everybody. I'm sent to just people. I said, covenant and curse is backing their power. I command them to break now in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 8, verse 9. Only you are God. Igwe. Acts chapter 8, verse 9. NIV. For some time, a man named Simon practiced sorcery in the city. Whoever is practicing sorcery in your neighborhood, whoever is practicing sorcery in your family, I command their sorcery to finish them in the name of Jesus. That was it. And amazed, he wowed people, amazed the people of Samaria. Bible says he boasted that he was someone great. People that use sorcery, divination, enchantment, they are very proud. So I command right now, every proud enemy around you, within, anywhere they are, the Lord is bringing them down in the name of Jesus. These powers can be household enemies. They can be unfriendly friend. They can be idol worshiper. They can be whatever. Whoever they are, their divination, their enchantment, moving on the wheel of incantation, shall backfire. Can I pray for you? May the Lord make you smarter than the wicked people around you. I'm not hearing you. May the Lord make you smarter than the wicked people you are helping. May the Lord deliver you from the lies you have been believing in. May you rise above every evil law in your family. Rise above every wicked I call it boundaries. You can't pass this place in this family. You will cross the boundary and succeed in the name of Jesus. Symptoms of victims. The victims of enchantment, victims of divination. Waiting how their life will look like. Number one. Terrible manipulations. Terrible manipulation. You had one dream and you decide to leave your marriage because of one dream. Carry. Don't worry. Another person will go in there. Can I pray for you? Are you ready? Your dreams and imaginations will not be used against you. Number two, what does their life look like? It's a terrible manipulation. That man got to office and resigned. He resigned himself. The office, they are giving you one point something in a month. Ah! He resigned. The company you have worked for 20 something years. Travel everywhere. He resigned. He's a guy calling him. Are you Bamdele? He said, no, Ogamu Akwa, no problem. When he now got home, after he has finished eating, he now said, the food you will eat will open your eyes. You are doing like this already. May you eat it, Abi. Because I remember. He has resigned. He called his boss. The boss said, I've sent a mail to the headquarters. They are bringing your replacement tomorrow. Terrible manipulation. I said, your dream will not be used against you. Yeah. Terrible manipulation. Number two, close heaven. Nothing will work. Anywhere the ghetto, things are difficult. Make I pray for you. Anybody here that your heaven is already closed because of divination and enchantment, I decree by mercy, let the heaven open in the name of Jesus. Number three, such people, they pray, and it's as if God doesn't hear prayer. The only prayer you are supposed to pray is this one: divination, enchant, every divination, every enchantment, fasting against my life, backfire by fire, in the name of Jesus. No baton. Number four, how does their life look like? Certificates and instruments of promotion are rendered useless. Everything that should help them, their passport, their certificate, they are just there physically. In the realm of the spirit, they have rendered them useless. Your certificate, your passport, documents of elevation that the enemy has put their hands on, I decree they receive deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Number five is failure. They fail in everything. They fail in marriage. They fail in ministry. They fail in everything. Can I pray on top of your head? Anybody here assigned to fail, I command right now, Jehovah deliver you in the name of Jesus. Number six is stagnancy. Once I told you, once you are stagnated for a long time, no story. Carry sacrifice. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned the captivity of Femi and Kela, we are them that dream. Then said among the heathen, the Lord God great for us. Turn again my captivity as a stream of the south. I, Femi and Kela, so in tears. Stop. Once you are stagnated for long, after prayer, just carry seed. I've taught you this. Number seven, failure at the edge of breakthrough. When they are about to break into something good like this, something happens. People will bring their past mistake. Number eight, hatred and bad luck. You are hated without no reason. Don't worry. You have to pray. It's because there is an enchantment somewhere. There is a divination somewhere. Then, and I told you, if you have a cursing parent, then you need to pray. Any small thing your parent curses, then you need to pray. Any small thing, I will curse you. Any small thing, I will release a word. You need to pray. Except not be me born you, you need to pray. I will go naked and curse you. You need to pray. Number nine, poverty. Poverty. You almost see money on the floor to pick. Poverty. It's not the will of God for you to suffer. There is a hand of the wicked somewhere in your life doing nonsense. I command that hand to be cut off in the name of Jesus. Number 10, confusion. You are confused. You are confused. Everything about you is sister confusion. Everything about you is brother confusion. To take this, you are confused. Anything you want, you go to the market, you want to buy pepper, you go and buy shoe, you are confused. Everything about is confusion. You want to buy shoe, you buy cap. Oh, yeah, put on your cap now. It's confusion. This is what will help you. I don't like it. You will go for, after you are now there, you're not regretting. You are the one confusion. Anybody confused in the house, may the Lord deliver you. Dream attack. Dream attack. Please, I've told you, anytime you are seeing scratches on your body, you woke up and you see they have scratched you. I told you, meaning is keep in view. That means we are coming for you. You see, animals in your dream, they are not animals. They are humans that turn to animals to attack you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I'm coming. salt that they injected in the dream. You are having sex in the dream. You are eating in the dream. They are cutting your hair in the dream. These are attacks. Don't joke with them. Don't joke with them. Anybody here that they are attacking in the dream, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Everything is turned upside down. People will do it, it's easy for them. When you get there, it's not working. Because there is an enchantment. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. God punish Satan. You are marvelous, so marvelous in your way. Are you ready? Yahweh, Yahweh, eh. Thank you, Jesus. Yahweh.
You are glorious, so glorious in your way.
There's a strange sickness in the body of somebody that just left. That is why I'm singing that song. Thank you, precious Lord. You will see that you can't find it again. You will come and share testimony. Unusual sickness and infirmity. Every time you are sick, every time you are sick, there is a divination somewhere. You remember John 10:10, the thief coming up to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If I no fit kill him, I go steal for him. If I no fit steal for him, I go destroy him. Beware of the people that have nothing to lose. Beware of people that have nothing to lose. No problem. I share with you. I'm shaking you. And they are your friends. Very shameless. Children of God are not shameless people. People from a good home are not shameless people. What shameless people? They are not from good home, and they are not believers. Very shameless. They can do any nonsense. They don't care. Oh, I'm still praying on top of your head. Shame and disgrace will not be your portion. Before this ministry started, as it's now 26 years ago. Remember Abu Rabiod? Remember his brother, Captain? And I told him, I said, go and get me just one bottle of oil and bring it back. He said, why? I said, because you have only boys. And he said, yes. Four boys. He said, yes. None of them will take care of you. He looked at Captain. Look at me. And they laughed. I said, why? He said, Captain, tell him I followed my last son to the airport 2 weeks ago. You see, I noticed that when suffering meets you, your language will change. That is 2 weeks ago. What's your answer? 2 weeks ago. Ago is ago. I see people in the airport, just came back. Watch. 2 weeks after the breeze of Nigeria blow their brain. Iyayito! I said, oh, Tima Koko. Nigeria, holy estate. And all the sounds abroad didn't help him. And it was, the wife died. And the girlfriend that he eventually married, I just remember now that 2018, we did an 80 years old birthday for him. 19, 20, 22, 23, 24. That means he's 86 now. He's 86 now. 86 years and none of the children. He now came here 6 years ago and said, sir, this is the oil you told me to buy. I said, I can't remember. He said, I came to you 20 years ago, and he said, I said, you are the one. Ekpa Oburumo, water don't pass Gary. Everything don't rumble. He said, said? He said, with God. He was quoting Bible for me. I said, sir, quote the Bible for yourself. Said, bye. He now said, please, help me call my... That was what touched me. That was what broke me down. He said, help me call them. He said, one is an estate agent in Alabama. He said, he has estates. He said, if you give him $1,000 in a year, I say, it's enough. Not too late. Listen to me. Prevention is better than cure. Forget that God can do all things. Forget it all. God can do everything. But what you are supposed to do that you don't do, before that thing came, it was a process. Don't joke with process. Before a child was born, there was a meeting. After the meeting, there was a growing. After growing, there's another growing. A child did not fall from heaven. Boah! He's still there today. You see that? When there is definition and somebody again in your life, when they are telling this is a solution, you say it's a lie. Your helpers become your haters. You hate them. Your enemies become the people you embrace, singing choruses for them. When there's a definition on your life, they turn your children against you. Means to settle the matter, you know, go agree. Somebody will not agree because there is a divination. The son you love so much is now saying, Mama, I don't want to see you again because there is something wrong somewhere. Anybody here that is a victim of such shall be delivered today. What are the signs? Diverted life. He's supposed to be a pilot, he's a parrot. He's supposed to be a prophet, he's a pepper seller. He's selling tomatoes. Designing say tomato is fresh. I'm supposed to be a prophet. Your destiny will not be diverted. Wasted life. You just look at your life and say, what do I have to achieve for so long? All of a sudden, if you are here and God is remembering you, that means your life is not wasted. God has remembered to God has said to remember you, you will not be forgotten. That all your helpers are disappearing. What happened? It cannot be settled. Why? Because there is an enchantment somewhere. There are some people, once people know about what you are doing in your life, scatter. Don't blame them. Face the divination. Face the enchantment. Face the incantation. Finish them. Can I pray for you? The error that will make you end your life in shame, you will not make such error in the name of Jesus. What do we do this morning? Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Run to Jesus Christ. Number two, what do we do? Ensure that there is no sin in your hand. Jesus said, the priest of the Lord come to me and found nothing. Number three, what do we do? Repent from ancestral sins. There are some sins that your parents have sinned. Father, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins of my parents. Not them. Me, I have come now. Now me and you now. Number four, you need to go for deliverance. Every Saturday in this church, we do deliverance. I hope you know. Every Saturday, we do deliverance in this church. Every Saturday. What does it cost you? It doesn't cost anything to fast on Friday. See, people will, they will soak Gary. They will eat Eba. They will come on this thing. Begging on Saturday morning, they want to do deliverance. I'm telling you, begging. One drank Fanta downstairs in his car. All his tongue, red. He said, I'm going to watch the deliverance name. With deliverance, you are delivered already. Tole mu fanta. Fantastic. Bye bye. He said, we are not wicked. So there's even every Saturday. Go for deliverance. Don't deceive yourself. Your life is doing kami. What's kami in English? Your life is doing catch me, no catch me. Say, I yang a chang. Go for deliverance. Don't joke, go for deliverance. Number five, look at me. Number five, be filled with the power of God. Every man here know for sure that you are the priest in that house. See, it's not a joke. Put camera on me, it's not a joke. There are some prayer that na man go pray, God go hear. Let me tell you. All of you that you are telling your children, I am your mother, I am your mother, I am your mother. You are the priest of the house. Every man, you are the what? You are the priest of the house. The day you start saying, Father, in this house, I don't want this again. God is my witness. God will say, the priest has spoken. But no, you will not be there. It's the other that will be praying for you. I will say, let us pray now. Oh, now pray too. You to have authority in your mouth. Pray for me. Oh. And you are the man. Your own has met you. Except you pray. Be filled with the power of God. Your children can speak in tongues. Your wife can speak in tongues. You cannot speak one in tongues. And you are the father of that house. Anything spiritual, you don't care. Once you hear anything, God, you say, I beg, all this pastor, all this church. Oh, church in Lorema, you see. Church in me. Bible says, unto you all flesh cometh. You know what the Bible says? Bible says, how many knees must bow? How many tongues we confess? Number six, serve God. Any number, if you number, of course, serve God. You serve God. There are things that will happen. I say, God, remember my service to you. I started serving God since when I was primary four. Primary four. I'm telling you, primary four. Primary four. Yes, serve God. Look at this one. Please, everybody, break the yoke of the wicked over your life. That one alone will pray for almost 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And break the yoke of the what? Over your life. Pastor G, wicked people deal and they walk with yoke. Look at me. I cannot carry 2 yoke. I carry the yoke of Jesus. I cannot carry your yoke again. No way. Put your hand on yourself. Say, I break the yoke of the wicked over my life. See, I'm not hearing you say, I break the yoke of the wicked over my life. Say 7 times. Let me hear you go. That is 1. That is 2. That is 3. Come on. That is 4. That is 5. That is 6. Say in the name of Jesus. Shout a big amen. Father, barricade your life. Barricade your family with the blood of Jesus. Please stand and let us pray. Let us pray. Stand and let us pray. You are going to be useless. Oh my God. Let me see your hand up. Let me say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to beg you to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anytime you want to pay your house rent, your life is hard. Very hard. Bastardly hard. Things are bad. If you are going to die, the Lord said it will not happen anymore. Pray with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let today mark the end of divination and enchantment in my life. Will you lift up your voice and cry to God like that? Will you pray? Will you pray?
Ooh.
In Jesus' name I pray.
See the way to pray on mountain. Look at me. My head. Receive deliverance. Well, they can move for me. Let me show them. Look how we are praying now. My head. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. That's how we used to pray on mountain. I told the day I caught my pastor praying. He was praying like snake. I say, how about you on Sunday? We'll just be speaking with authority. You are going to pray. Anybody that called my head to judge me, anybody that called my head to curse me, let them carry their own load. My head will not respond to nonsense. Can you lift up your voice and pray like that? Oh my God. My head will not respond to wickedness. I pray, my head will not respond to nonsense. My head will not respond to wickedness. Are they praying there? My head will not respond to wickedness. Say, my head will not respond to divination. Pray. Say, my head will not respond to enchantment. Pray like that. Say, my head will not respond to their incantation. Pray like that. If you can pray, talk to your head. Now you get the head. My head will not accept it. My head will not respond. My head will not yield to it. Incantation, divination, enchantment. My head will not respond to it. Are you praying?
Here I am to watch. Here I am to bow. Here I am to sit.
You are my God. You're altogether worthy. Altogether lovely. Altogether wonderful.
In Jesus, never pray.
Do you know what I notice? As you are growing, if you see your father and mother, anytime you are around, let's go and meet your auntie Annie. Auntie Annie, your son is back. Oh yeah, the brother can't auntie Annie. You know, let's go. Iyeko, my son is back. Have you noticed that? All these people, they don't like your father, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know. All what he saw is bragging. There are some bragging they have made about your life that have made incantation enchantment to hit you. I pray Jehovah deliver you. You cannot know anything about my children except like, oh lemonada. You can know. We will tell you. You can know. Except you are my pastor. If you're my pastor, I can talk to you. If not, any area of my life under enchantment of divination, say, receive deliverance now. Will you pray? Lift up your voice and pray. Any area of your life, your marriage, your finance, your destiny. Any area of my life. Your work, your business. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Are you praying? Receive deliverance. Thank you. Look at what is happening already. Look at what is happening already. God is breaking the chain already over your life. To divert my star. As we pray this prayer, let us be praying for our children too. The Lord said we should pray. Mommy, can you try not to take Okada today and tomorrow? Can you try not to take Okada? Okay. Old woman, four yakata with two legs up. It's not good though. So just take Uber. Just quickly take me there. We gave Baba Labi, yes, a Benz. My father and the Lord, I gave him a Benz. You are the one that cannot buy a car for your father. After giving him a Benz, Baba, the Lord said, don't take Okada again. This is the money to go and do the papers. It was coming from Alausa. It took Okada. It's no joke. It's my father's pastor. You don't know Reverend Alabi? Timothy, you don't know Alabi? You don't know Alabi? If you don't know Alabi, that means you have not been lost. Wonderful man. He's the one that gave me reverend. I didn't wake up one day and call myself apostle. And I did not bear the reverend until he died. It was after he's dead, and I said, well, Reverend Femi has come. I can't bear the same name with my father and the Lord. No. I respect authority. That doesn't mean no. You can become bishop. I will still come for your ordination. Bishop. You can become archbishop. Archbishop Kemi, I will come. Praise God. Any arrow fired to divert my star. I will tell somebody I love you and all of a sudden doesn't love you again. They are fired him arrow. Just what did that woman do you? He would say, I don't know. But she's a good woman. So what did he do you? I don't know, but he's a good woman. Any arrow fired against my star to divert me? Say, let me hear you now. Lift up your voice. Say, I reject it by fire. Return back to sender. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray. And they pray. And they pray. Back to sender. Back to sender. Arrow fired against your star. Back to sender. Now pray for your children. Pray for our children. Pray for your children. Let's pray for our children. Arrow fired against all our children, home and abroad. Back to sender. Look at what is happening. Look at what is happening already. Sender, my star will not be fired. Don't pray by an uncourteous Chinese prayer. In Jesus, they will pray. Anytime I'm praying, there's this smile of pride in my mouth that Satan, you are in trouble. You go suffer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you noticed that good prophecies don't come to pass quickly? Have you noticed? And a bad prophecy? Nah. You know how many times you have bought motor in your dream? You don't buy a car? Do you know if you win the dream, and when you wake up, you go see me? Have you noticed? Moses, oh, tolerate. You just said, what happened? Now the prophet comes to him. But you go become this, you go become that. You go, wait. I'm sorry, I'm online. When they told you something is going to happen, it doesn't come to pass because there is a power fighting your prophecy. Somebody say after me, say, Father, let my positive prophecy come to pass by fire. Positive prophecy, that means good prophecy. A, B. We have A and B. Number two. Number B, you say, any power holding my prophecy. Lose your hold and die. Number one, Father, let my positive prophecy. Some of you, when they gave birth to you, they said, you are my logo. Where is your go? Garilomu. Where is your go? Ogoda. Instead, for you to see glory, Orogo, Morogo. Say, Father, let my positive prophecy come to pass by fire. Any power holding down my prophecy, lose your hold by fire. Lose your hold. Lift up your voice. Are they praying? Are they praying? Positive prophecy come to pass by fire. Pray part two. Any power holding my prophecy, loose. In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray. Let us pray the other side of the prayer. I reject negative prophecies. I see they see me so. Negative prophecy waiting on my head. I just a dodge jam. Even in the dream, I dodge jam. Yes. You are going to reject negative prophecy. The prophecy they say you will die young. Yes. The prophecy they say you will suffer. The prophecy they say you will become widow. The prophecy they say you will bury your children. I told you now, Sunshine was in the belly. When they say is your wife pregnant, she go die with the belly. Now pastor come. And a pastor then tell both the person then tell the person will come. I send him on exile. Moses him on over. I send him on exile. I said they told you to come and tell me that. When the Lord blessed my family with a new car, a pastor said they were saying on the street that you are a stupid man. Why cannot they? I send him on exile. Tell all the exile. I want young man Betty Montino Losibel. We want to send him on exile here. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Say every negative prophecy.
Hanging over my life.
Say, I reject it.
Say,
power behind negative prophecy. Over my life. Say, I send them on exile. Oh, yeah, send them to that side. Not here. Not here. That side. Send them. Send them. Send them. Thank you, Jesus. Negative prophecy. In Jesus, never pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Stephen, come. Is this physical or spiritual that they took you somewhere where they wash your head? Kneel down. Kneel down. Come close to me. Microphone. Whatever they have done on your head that has made your life difficult, I reverse it now in the name of Jesus. Anybody here, whatever they have done on your head has made your life difficult, I reverse it now in the name of Jesus. Some of you are beautiful, you have good heart, you are kind, but life is hard. Whatever is troubling you, I send them on exile in the name of Jesus. I was telling that girl that time, don't go to the village. That's where my battle started though. Do your marriage in where? In Lagos. They said no. That traditional marriage is the real marriage. That they have to go to the village. The village of the people and family that does not know you. Caesar, you left your family for 19 years. You have no right over that child anymore. Ben, you left your wife for 16 years. Your wife took care of her. When that child wants to marry, don't take that child to that place again. Now me talk. Face me on head. Let me talk. If he has died and buried, would you come and take anything? If not to take care of you, they will set down. Look, if you are here and your parents left you 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and you have to rise, let me tell you, when they come back, take care of them. But let me tell you, change your lineage. That's why they hate me. She went to the village and she did marry there. When they came back, they didn't tell me what they went to do in the village, Moses. No born. I had to start to pray again. And the Lord said, aunties that have never given birth or married before surrounded, you say yes. And they were putting on your womb 50 naira. You say not true. Benny, ask her. They want us to be talking online. Now we'll be talking online. Say not true. You start to pray for them. We are in a wicked world. Whatever they have done on your head. Whatever they have done on your head that has made your life to be difficult. Why is your life difficult like this? It's not God that is doing it, sir. Some wicked people are involved. Let that thing be reversed in the name of Jesus. Today I speak on every head here to receive correction and direction in the name of Jesus. I said, let your head receive correction and direction in the name of Jesus. Today, I set you free in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Congratulations. Amen. Any gift I have received. See, let me hear you now. That has turned my life upside down. See me, say, Father, deliver me. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Say, me, you want gift? They don't wrap them for you. Gift of slavery. The one they have used to buy my life. The one they have used to tamper with my womb. Lord, deliver me. Any gift that has slowed down the journey of my life, say it. Any gift given to me to destroy me, Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me stretch your hand toward this place. I pray for you. Any diabolic tongue speaking against you. No, not me, they pray. You go just say amen. Any diabolic tongue speaking against your life, whoever they are, listen to me, whoever is whoever, I command their tongue to dry up. Do you remember Isaiah 54 verse 17? He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said, and anyone, he said, my tongue, I will condemn them. Any tongue, Benny. So today we condemn any tongue speaking against your life in the name of Jesus. You take this way, the block road. You take that way, the block. Every roadblock they planted on your way, let the angel of God come out and for you in the name of Jesus. Whoever is consulting a priest against you, let their priest run mad in the name of Jesus. Whoever is consulting altars against you, let their altars fail them in the name of Jesus. Enchantment against your life will not stand. Divination against your life will not stand. Satanic investigation to your future will not stand. Incantation against your life will not stand. Are you sure? I say it shall not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now today I release your blessing. I'm not here. I say I release your opportunity. I release your open door. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What you cannot do before, we are begin to achieve them now in the name of Jesus. This month, the Spirit of God will assist you. Thank you, precious Lord. Go ahead, lift up your hands and voice and give me praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give you praise.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
We give you glory.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh
Lord. You are wonderful.
You are.
Richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.